92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You ever have one of those days where you feel like the world's just making you its personal toilet? Day after it had some bad Mexican food and it just keeps dumping on you over and over and over again. Well, that's the kind of day that Kevin had when he decided to go out on a date with the girl that he wants to call today. Her name is Denise, I guess. Kevin, your email said that you had a terrible day when you went out with this girl.
Oh, my God, the worst.
I don't even know what happened, and I already feel empathy for you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So tell us a little bit about it. What was so bad about your day?
Okay, so leading up to the date, somebody rear-ended me. So I had to bring the car into the shop. So I didn't have a car to bring her on the date.
Oh, that sucks. Okay.
But she's got to be understanding of that. Like, you gave her a heads up, right?
Well, yeah. I had given her a heads up, but it was, you know, last minute, like 2 hours before the date.
Oh, that sucks.
Okay.
All right.
So running through my head now, I'm like, I look like an idiot because I can't bring her on the date. And that's what you want to be. You want to be gentlemanlike.
You want to,
chivalry.
But at least it wasn't like you just didn't have a car and you forgot to tell her in 2 hours before. Like, oh, yeah, my bad. You got to drive. You were in an accident.
Yeah, and if anything, it's got to be a good read on her personality, right? Because if she's a total a-hole about it, you probably know you don't want to date her any further.
Well, yeah, that's a really good point because people also tend to judge you on the first date.
Yeah. I mean, you're going out on a first date with somebody, that's always when they're looking at you most critically.
Absolutely.
So what else happened? I mean, was that the terrible bad thing that happened to you that day?
Well, that was pretty bad because then I had to call her and ask her to come pick me up.
Oh,
all right.
That's rough.
So it started out being, hey, I'll pick you up at 7. Yeah. And then it was, I got in a car accident. Can you come pick me up at 7?
Right. And then how bad does it look if I'm opening the door of her car to, you know, get her to say it?
Yeah.
Did you do that? Did you actually go and open her car door?
Yeah, I did it as a joke to kind of break the ice.
Right, that's funny.
That's a good move, sir. Good move.
She thought it was funny. She thought it was funny.
That's good.
So we get to the restaurant, and then to make my day even worse, they didn't have my reservation on file.
Oh, no.
That sucks. Because now it looks like you didn't even make a reservation.
I know. So it looks even worse on my behalf, because here I am trying to be really organized for this date, and she's kind of looking at me as if to say, who is this guy?
I would start to not believe any of your story at this point.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought she was thinking. And, you know, you kind of look at somebody's face and you see their eyes kind of drifting to the side, like, oh, my God.
Okay, sure, your car's in the shop. Uh-huh. Yeah, all right, sure, you made a reservation.
Oh, look at that. What's next? You forgot your credit card and she has to pay. Imagine that.
No, I had my credit card with me, so it was fine.
Okay, good. Good, I'm glad we at least got that worked out.
Where'd you guys end up eating? Did you go somewhere else?
Well, no, we actually got to stay at that restaurant because they had a space at the back of the restaurant right by the kitchen.
Oh, and one of the good tables.
Yeah,
right.
So how was dinner once you finally got in there?
It was actually really good. Yeah, we had a great time. We had just talked the entire time. We kind of put our cell phones to the side. You know how you stack your cell phones so that the first person to answer a cell phone typically pays for the meal? That's what we were kind of joking about.
Oh, I've never played that game.
That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah, it's really efficient. It gets people off their phones really quick.
Yeah. I bet.
So wait, you were actually going to make her pay if she answered a text message before you?
And
well, you were the one to ask her out?
I was going to pay anyway, but it was just kind of incentive for us to really keep communication.
Yeah. Like a fun icebreaker, sort of.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So we finished the meal, we get to dessert, and we actually had dessert, which is a great sign on a date because that means, you know, you can just talk over dessert. You never want to eat dessert fast. You don't want to be that person.
No, it means that she wants to stay longer and actually talk to you, because if she's having a horrible time, she's not going to order dessert.
Yeah, let's get the check.
Right. Exactly. So afterwards, we paid the bill, and she drives me home.
Yep, that's right. Oh, she had to drive because you didn't have your car.
Yeah.
So did you guys kiss or anything? Was she a gentlewoman and walked you to the door?
Well, here's the thing. I had joked. I was like, hey, do you want to walk me to the door? And she didn't. And
she didn't? She turned you down?
What'd she say?
She was like, no, I'm good. So I was like, okay. Oh, so I tried to wrap the night up quickly, and I leaned in for a kiss, and she was like, maybe next time.
Yeah.
Oh,
you should have known when she said no to the door walk that she didn't want the kiss. Like, that's why she said no.
Well, I was trying to compromise. I was like, we can stay in the car.
So you ended with no kiss and her saying, no, I'm good, to walking you to the door. Ouch. Sounds like she might have not been having as good of a time as you thought she had.
I'm not going to lie. I felt like she was sending you mixed signals, ordering the dessert and then not going in for the kiss at the end.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Why do you think she's not calling you back?
Where do I begin?
I guess you're right. There was a few things. Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Second Date Update Field.
No.
Taking the plate right now is Kevin. Kevin went out with a girl named Denise when he stepped up to the plate. And strike number one came when he got in a car accident and couldn't pick her up for the date. And if that wasn't enough, strike number two came after the restaurant didn't have Kevin's reservation down in their records. And of course, strike number three. When Kevin went in for a kiss at the end of the night and got the old N-O. He went in for a kiss and she said no. And Kevin, of course, thinks he's not getting a call back because his date went so bad.
Now, are you sure after listening to that play-by-play that you maybe shouldn't just chalk this game up to a loss and move on?
Why not take a risk?
All right. You liked her that much.
Yes. Yeah. It was fun.
That's right. Sometimes in life you strike out and then you just have to get right back up there and swing again. Am I right, Kevin?
Sounds good.
All right. Let's hope you don't get sent back down to the minor leagues. All right. Are you ready? Let's do it.
He's like, yes, I've been ready for a long time, but I want you all to shut up already.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it, not me.
All right. Here we go, Kevin.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Denise.
This is she.
Hey, Denise, how are you?
Who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Okay. I've heard of it.
Sweet.
Awesome. We're taking a survey today.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Cool, we'll check that down. Any idea why I'm calling you?
No.
You recently went out with a guy named Kevin.
How would you know that?
I know that because Kevin actually emailed us and told us a little bit about your date.
What?
And then asked if we could call you to find out why you don't want to go out with him again.
Really? He wrote in to you guys?
Yeah, he emailed us. It's a segment we do on our show. We do it all the time. It's called a second date update.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of reasons why I don't want to go out with him again.
Really? A lot of reasons?
I want to hear at least a couple.
Let's start with the beginning. He said that he thought you might not be calling him back because his car was like in the shop and you had to come pick him up.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out. Like, I have a car. It was fine. I understand when people get in like accidents, like obviously he didn't plan for that. Yeah. Hopefully it's not like a thing that happens all the time, because then that's like a whole nother issue.
Right.
But what else did he tell you about the date?
He said that you guys had dinner, shared dessert, and then you drove him back to his place.
Yeah.
And he tried to get a kiss, and you were just like, nope.
No way.
No way.
See, and I thought that was mixed signals, because you ordered dessert, which usually indicates you're having a good time and you want it to last longer.
No, I just like dessert.
Oh, okay. So you could sacrifice hanging out with a dude you're not that into for some chocolate. I get that.
All right, so he wasn't so terrible that you couldn't eat dessert with him, is what you're saying.
I could handle a couple more minutes.
Okay. So what didn't you like about him then?
It all sort of started when I picked him up. I was okay with picking him up, but when he got in the car, you know, I could just tell that he was really frazzled. And I get it. He was just in a car accident.
Yeah.
Calling his insurance. Like, I totally am a human and I understand that, like, that's really stressful. But when he got in the car, he said he was tired. And I was like, do you want me to take you home? But he just said no. And he just asked if we drove to the restaurant in silence because he was just going to take a little micro nap.
Are you serious? He slept in the car while you drove to the restaurant?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? It's when, like, fine, turn on the radio, like, let him zone out.
Oh, my God.
I totally get that. Then he actually closed his eyes, said, like, thanks. Like, we'll catch up when we get to the restaurant.
Shut up. What was going through your head when you're driving in the car with this sleeping stranger sitting next to you?
It was, like, just really bizarre.
Did he ever address it? Like, apologize? Like, hey, I'm sorry that I took a nap.
No. In fact, when we got to the restaurant, I put the car in park, and he just snapped right awake. And it was like, oh, here we are. And I mean, it was so weird. Like, he just was like this brand new, refreshed person after this 10-minute car ride and this little nap that he took.
That's all the guy needed was a nap.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
A little power nap and then you're good.
Yeah. I mean, we were having such a good time, like really nice, easy conversation.
Good.
And then we ordered dessert. And right after we ordered, he said, I'm going to take a little nap again.
What?
At the table?
What?
At the table.
Was he joking with you at that point?
No. So I asked him if he was joking and he said he wasn't. And before he even finished that sentence, he was curled up in a little ball in the booth in the back of the restaurant.
Oh my God.
Like, he actually curled up in a ball in the booth?
He laid down.
Pretty much. I mean, he wasn't sucking his thumb, but he was getting very comfortable.
And he wasn't kicked out of the restaurant. I've done that a lot drunk, and they kick you out.
Well, that's
probably because of the drunk part,
Jubal. Oh, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, not the sleeping part.
How long was he asleep for?
Like 15 minutes.
Wait,
so again, it was like they put the plate on the table, and he just snapped awake and was like ready to have more conversation, and I was just very confused.
What?
So you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he just goes back into talking about whatever you guys left off on?
It was incredible. I have never heard or seen of, you know, this ability to nap anywhere, but it happened on my date, and I don't know.
I know the perfect way to figure it out, Denise.
What's that?
Why don't we just ask him? Because Kevin's actually on the other line listening to this conversation, and he wants to talk to you.
Or sleeping through the conversation.
Yeah.
I don't...
What?
Kevin, are you there?
Hi, Denise. Yeah, I'm here.
Wake up, Kevin!
This is not happening.
No, it actually is.
Denise, I didn't think you'd have such a big problem with napping.
You can nap all you want in your room, on a couch, in front of the TV, but like, on a first date, in a restaurant, in my car.
But they're just micro naps. Like, the date wouldn't have gone so well if I was tired.
What? Right. But I asked in the beginning, I said, we don't have to do this. Like, I totally, like I knew you were stressed out. I could see it.
But we did go on a date. We had a great time on the date. We even had dessert, and I only had two naps. So
this is all the time. You take naps like that all the time. When you're just stressed out about a car accident.
They work. They work really well. I'm actually surprised more people don't do it. I don't know why everybody finds it so funny.
Kevin, are you saying that you don't find it strange that you took two naps on a first date?
No, it's not strange at all. You're making this out to be a bigger issue than it really is. Look, a lot of people take micro naps throughout the day. A lot of Japanese people take naps throughout the day.
I take naps. Yeah, I get that. But I don't curl up in a restaurant booth with a girl I'm trying to impress while I'm eating dinner with her.
Okay, that's what you're not getting. I couldn't impress her with such a great date without taking that nap.
You didn't impress me by taking those naps either.
Okay, look, I feel like I'm on trial here for taking a nap, okay?
Kevin, you're not on trial for taking a nap. You're not. You're on trial for taking two naps.
Yeah.
On your first date. It is kind of strange.
Look, I've listened to you on the radio and you are kind of strange, so why is this my problem?
He's right.
That is very true. Very true.
Dude, wait. I'm still confused. Do you have like a sleeping disorder or something, Kevin?
Yeah.
It's not a sleeping disorder. You take naps throughout the day. It makes you more productive. Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel by taking naps, okay?
He did?
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin, but I doubt that he took naps while he was on a first date with a girl.
That's true. We don't know much about Michelangelo's dating experience.
You know, I'm sure if he did have a girl that he was dating, that he would have taken micro naps and they would have had a great date.
I will say, Denise, I mean, despite this odd behavior, which isn't really necessarily bad towards you at all, you had a great time.
When he was awake, yeah.
Okay, Denise, what about this? What if I can promise you that Kevin stays awake and you guys go out on a second date? We will pay for it.
Are you going to come with us?
No. I don't want to be around Kevin.
Okay.
But
weird.
We will pay for a second date if you'll go out with him again. Kevin, can you stay awake?
Yes. Or we could take a napping date together.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there you go.
A little cuddle time.
That's an attractive offer, but I think I like to go on dates where people stay awake the whole time and we don't have to worry about someone falling asleep. So.
Okay. I think you should take a micro nap and make that decision again.
Oh.
I'm okay with my sleep schedule. I'm like a grown woman who stays awake. When
Are you sure, Denise?
Out.
Denise, we could wait for like 10 minutes while you take a nap and
no. Sleep
on it.
Please, would you mind? Just so everyone knows what that feels like. I'm good.
All right. Well, Denise, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Kevin, I'm sorry we couldn't get you a second date.
It was worth a try.
Maybe warn people about your micro naps. Mm-hmm. Let them know what you're doing first.
Yes.
Or just learn how to stay awake for a 4-hour span. I don't know.
You know, you guys are really missing out here. These micro naps are the way of the future. If you want to be productive, if you want to, you know, bring your ratings up, you should probably try some micro naps.
Hey, we'll try anything at this point. So, yeah, why not?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says, maybe that guy had narcolepsy. You need to back off. No, he did not have narcolepsy. I'm talking about today's second date update. He admitted that he did not have any disorder with sleeping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you missed it, Kevin wanted to call a girl named Denise. They went out for a date to dinner. And during the date, the reason that she wasn't calling him back was because he took naps. Like in the car ride there, he was like, hold on a second. I'm going to take a nap till we get there. And then at the dinner table, he actually took a little nap.
Jeez,
just, you know,
are you kidding?
A couple minutes. Micro naps is what he called them. And he didn't see a problem with it. He's like, what? I needed to recharge so that I could be, you know, give you all that I have to give on the date. I need to rest up.
I will say, she said he was absolutely delightful when he was awake.
Yeah, it really recharged him. He was like, boom, okay, what's up? What
were we doing? She said every single time he woke up, he was like a completely different person.
Wow.
She seemed ready to forgive him after the car nap, but then when it came to the dessert nap in the restaurant booth, it was just too much.
Yeah, okay. A little over the top. Somebody texted in at 78592 and said, my 10-year-old is taking a micro nap right now. It's kind of like she was on a date with a 10-year-old and just kept falling asleep.
I don't know if I have low standards, but I would have gone out with him again.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, she had a great time.
They should just do a micro nap date together.
I don't know. Maybe I love naps. It could have worked out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They decided not to go out again. He still says it's not weird that he naps all the time throughout the day. Even on dates, doesn't matter. He'll take a nap at any time.
It is. Crazy. I mean, that's the part that gets me, is he doesn't understand that it's not a societal norm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we all love naps, right? But I mean, normally we take a nap, it's like 20, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. This guy literally takes like 5-minute naps. I don't know how you can do that.
I get it if you love napping.
Yeah.
I understand that you do, but you have to understand most people don't nap when they're out in public.
But maybe he's right. Maybe we should. Maybe we'd be a better, more productive society.
I agree. He's got it figured out.
Yeah.
I'm going to take like a minute micro nap right now.
During the next songs.
That's actually probably going to happen. You're the one that falls asleep in the bathroom stall.
That is true.
Yeah.
He really does.
I go take naps in the bathroom sometimes when I get really tired. Maybe I like this guy more than I thought.
Yeah. See?
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back. It's Friday, and that means young Jeffrey will be here to sing his song of the week in just a little while at 8:10.